101 you wish you could lay back down, huh? Eric Clapton at 6:05, and it's time for your top stories and today's hometown headlines. This is KC Counts, and weather today looks beautiful, near 70 for an afternoon high, and our breeze out of the west now at just 5 miles per hour. Wind should not be a factor in the forecast today. Gusts topping out at 20 miles per hour. 79% the humidity now at the Las Cruces International Airport, and our temperature 36 at 101 Gold. Here's Jack Nixon.
Victims' rights to be recognized next week. The Las Cruces Police Department's
101 Gold traffic keeps you on the move. Here's an update from the Bravo Mike Traffic Center.
And this update is sponsored by McDonald's. Try McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu featuring your favorites for $1, $2, or $3. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Highway 70 open all day according to range control at White Sands Missile Range. We do have a one-day lane closure for today on Del Rey. It'll be south of Mars, of course, up in that neighborhood. They're working on Eagle Ridge and High Ridge. Closures between Mars and Sun Ridge and Solar Ridge between Columbia and Mars. That project going to stretch into about the middle of June. Buckle up and be safe.
Driving's more fun with 101 Gold.
Music History 101, just a few minutes away, but first a note from History 101. It was March 28th, 1979. At 4 o'clock in the morning, the worst accident in the history of the United States nuclear power industry began when a pressure valve in the Unit 2 reactor at Three Mile Island failed to close. Cooling water contaminated with radiation drained from the open valve into adjoining buildings, and the core began to dangerously overheat. At the height of the crisis, plant workers were exposed to unhealthy levels of radiation, but no one outside Three Mile Island had their health adversely affected by the accident. So they say. Music History 101, it was March 28, 1984. A rock and roll superstar whose band had the biggest selling album of all time just 7 years earlier filed for bankruptcy. You'll hear that band and something from that album coming up within 10 minutes on 101 Gold.
It was so nice, we're going to do it twice.
101 Gold with Sly and the Family Stone and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It is 6:14 and time to get back to Music History 101. We go back to March 28th, 1984. A rock and roll superstar whose band had the biggest selling album of all time just 7 years earlier filed for bankruptcy. I wonder, how does that happen? How does that happen? You probably have a couple of ideas how that happens, right? Well, the big album in question was Rumors, and Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac declared bankruptcy, and I think he's doing all right. Here's something from Rumors. Don't Stop. It's on 101 Gold. Thinking about tomorrow. You got to put a little money away. Think about tomorrow. Mick Fleetwood declared bankruptcy on this day in 1984 after Rumors became the best-selling album of all time just 7 years earlier. There was another interesting note in music history, and we have a little bit of time here at 6:18. So it was on this day in 1982 that an artist got arrested after crashing his car on the San Diego Highway. Police found cocaine and a pistol in the car, and when they asked him why he was carrying a gun, his reply was John Lennon. It was David Crosby. Here's Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young on 101 Gold. 101 Gold with the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young at 6:21.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, Humpy's favorite day. It's March 28th. It's the 87th day of 2018. A few things on the list. It's Eat an Eskimo Pie Day. Okay. And Manatee Appreciation Day. I love that commercial though, with the manatees in novelty tees. Come at me, bro. It is National Something on a Stick Day. We think of corn dogs, but gosh, you could put all kinds of stuff on a stick. I think they're doing, like, lobster lollipops on a stick at the Celebrity Chefs Champions for Children Gala coming up on April 20th at the Las Cruces Convention Center. This will give me an opportunity to plug. $75 for tickets. Help Jardín de los Niños do the work they do all year long for families and children in our community. JardínLC.org. Go get your tickets. and come out and join us for an amazing night recognizing people who do wonderful work in our community. It's also Weed Appreciation Day. Now, before you get all excited, it's a day dedicated to all the weeds that spring up in yards, vegetable gardens, flower beds, cracks in sidewalks. They've been pulled out and stepped on and poisoned for far too long. And finally get a break and a little appreciation. Today, people get down on their hands and knees to see the weeds that they have spent so much time battling. Today, we learn about the weeds and maybe even use them for culinary or medicinal purposes. Some people think the day is dedicated to marijuana, but that plant has a day all to itself. Next month. Doesn't it? A weed can be defined as a plant that grows in a place where people don't want it to grow. But it really is a native plant, right? Even a flower, an edible berry, could be considered a weed. What's your favorite? Would you have, you know, I have to call my cousin, Will, is the person I think of on this day because he very much appreciates all native plants and animals, and he can tell you all kinds of interesting information about them, like when he came to my house to visit one time, and he was identifying various things in the yard, like dandelions, for example. Everybody has dandelions, right? They're very nutritious and make wonderful tea. I think they help with digestive problems, too. So they serve a purpose. He also identified the Jimson weed in my backyard and warned us not to touch it. That's right. The lady that lived there before us had planted, she called it moon plant. And it opened these beautiful trumpet flowers at night, which I would stick my face in and sniff. And it is the most hallucinogenic drug known to man, apparently. Jimson weed, right? Yeah. The nasty stuff, also called the devil's weed. It is just about 6:25. I had to call Della and tell her, do you know what you planted in this yard? My moon plant? She was a Native American woman. I wonder if she knew exactly what it was. Having some vision quests back there. Weather beautiful today. Sunshine and near 70 for an afternoon high. 101 Gold with the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's the Gap Band. It's 6:32, and Roseanne returned to the small screen last night. We'll get back to the new show after the Little River Band on 101 Gold. Did you watch?
Look around you.
101 Gold with the Little River Band and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Roseanne returned to the small screen. A lot of you were excited about it. I was never a big fan in the original go-round, but I said I watched some of it. I didn't see the whole thing from start to finish, but I thought what I did see, was pretty much all of the issues. They really got into everything on the first episode and the revival of Roseanne last night and how it starts out. Here's the opening scene.
Dan? Dan? Dan! I thought you were dead.
Sleeping. Why does everybody else think I'm dead?
You looked happy. I thought maybe you moved on.
They're up. I know it's only been a week, but I just can't get used to Darlene and her kids living in the house. I got no privacy. I can't even make my Maxwell house naked like God intended.
Well, just because they're up doesn't mean we have to give up, you know, pleasuring me.
I don't know if we got time for the full symphony of love, but I'm sure we can knock off a few of the greatest hits. Brace yourself, mother.
So the explanation is Roseanne thinks Dan is dead, just sleeping. Then he can't get back to sleep, so they get a little frisky. It's an inside joke because when the show originally ended, the audience found out Dan hadn't been cheating on Roseanne after all. He had died of a heart attack. And the whole series was a story Roseanne Connor told about her family in which she had changed certain details, like Dan's death. But in the new season, that was all part of a book she wrote. So got it? Still a little confusing, but funny. 6:37 and time, almost 6:38. Time for your full forecast. Here with that, ABC 7 Storm Tracker Nicole Gomez.
Clearing skies in the forecast today. It's going to be...
101 Gold, it's John Fogerty in the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Continue with Donna Dollar in a moment. She's here now for our happy ending. I asked Donna to join me because she's a very mature woman, and I'm not. And she can help me get through the story. You might have heard, Donna, about the adult toy company called We Vibe. Did you hear about them?
No.
It's your happy ending because it's just a funny story, I think.
That's just funny right there.
It's funny right there, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, here's what happened. They have to pay a $3.75 million class action lawsuit. You know how the rumors have been going around that Barack Obama's watching through your microwave and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, what these folks were doing, they've been doing it all along. They've been secretly collecting data on their customers' use of their product.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Isn't that creepy now?
That is.
Where is that camera?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's disturbing, actually.
Right. So when does it turn into a happy ending? When we hear James Corden's jokes on the matter. But in the meantime, they say that their products are designed for use by couples, and they have a downloadable app that's provided. So there's an app for that.
All right.
There is. And you can use it for video chat, or it can be used to control the item from a remote location.
All right.
Does it, like, jump out of the drawer? I don't know.
It's like the clap on, clap off.
See, I knew I needed your help with this.
Oh, my
the
gosh.
The company says it will destroy most of the information it collected and that it will be more clear and transparent in its privacy notices and about its data collection going forward. Customers will also no longer have to register, create an account, or share their personal information and can opt out of sharing anonymous app usage data.
Well, at least that's good, yeah.
Yikes. So I told you that the funny part came when when James Corden was talking about this thing last night, and I thought, what? When I saw this is the first reference I had seen to this story, but yeah, it's a big story. James Corden, here he is.
A company called WeVibe has been ordered to pay customers almost $3 million for illegally tracking them through the company's Bluetooth-controlled smart vibrator. I know. I mean, where do they get off? And how? And how often? But this was a huge breach of privacy, and the court ruled against WeVibe. So ironically, it's now the vibrator company that's been told to go themselves. But if you do get this... If you do get this settlement, the thing is, I mean, $3 million is a lot of money, but it's not like you can just go throwing the money around. Do you know what I mean? Just like, Susan, you're paying for dinner again. Where did you get this money? Oh, I just sort of came into it. Thank you very much.
See, it sounds so much more classy when a person with a British accent delivers the naughty joke, doesn't it? Doesn't sound naughty at all, does it? No, not at all. All right, long stretch of commercial-free classic hits on the way shortly with Donna on 101 Gold.